This meditation is for Anamaya Kosha, the food body, your physical body. I'm going to invite you, first of all, to just find a comfortable shape. You could be seated in a chair or seated on a cushion, or maybe it feels best to lay down. And you might close your eyes and take a couple of deeper breaths and just allow yourself to settle. And as you're settling, take a moment to notice your body, the shape that it's arrived in, your posture. And you have a choice. If anything needs to shift, you want to shift it, you certainly can. Sometimes it's also just nice to notice our body and what it's doing. And we'll begin with what I'm going to call the outer landscape, so everything outside of our skin, outside of our body, and then we'll move inwards. So just beginning to notice the sounds in your space, and maybe starting with the sounds a little further away. So the sounds may be outside your room, outside your window. And the best you can, let go of judgment here, letting go of whether the sound is pleasant or unpleasant, distracting or soothing. Just witnessing sound. And then let your awareness move to closer, coming into the room that you're in and noticing the sounds. There could be the humming of an appliance or a ticking of a clock. Might just be the sound of your own breath. Become aware of the light in the room. And so if your eyes are closed, that's no problem. You can notice the way the light is coming in through your closed lids. Or if you like to gently open your eyes, you could notice the light this time of day, whatever time it is that you're doing it, any shadows that are created by the light coming in through the windows or the darkness, or the light that's created by any artificial light in your room. Colors, shapes. And if your eyes are closed, you might notice the colors and the shapes that are playing inside your mind, on your eyelids. So it could look just dark, but very often if we look close enough, we'll notice the way that there's actually light or shapes, even with our closed eyes. Become aware of the sense of touch here, the temperature in the room. So how the temperature is showing up on your skin. If there's any pockets of coolness, especially where there's exposed skin, like your hands or your face. Any pockets of warmth. Right? It might be warmer the closer in to your body, closer to the core, than the furthest points away. Just a curiosity. And And noticing any other sensations your skin might be taking in, the weight of your clothes, or if you're using a blanket, the weight of the blanket. You might feel your hair on your head, the weight even of it, very subtle. And noticing where your body's connecting to the surface underneath you. So anything that's touching the ground or the chair or the bed. Just see if you can get very sensitive and notice where your body's making contact. You might even take a deeper breath and see if you can soften into that contact. Almost like the body is spreading or relaxing into the support underneath it. And become aware of your breath. So we're moving a little deeper in now. And you could start on the outside. You might notice your breath as it comes in and out through the nose. And that the breath that's coming in is slightly cooler than the breath coming out. And if it feels okay to notice, where do you feel the breath the most? It might be right there at the tip of your nose. Maybe you're feeling your breath in your chest or your belly or your back. And just notice your own unique rhythm, your body breathing. Might now become aware of weight in your body, any heaviness. You might begin to sense the heaviness of your bones, the most solid part. Noticing the way your body is responding to gravity. The invitation for the muscles and the fascia, even the bones, to become a little heavier and relax down a little bit more. You might be noticing sensations in your body, hunger or fullness, itching, spaciousness, might be some painful sensations or irritating ones, and maybe there's lack of sensation. Letting go of any judgment the best you can, and just noticing whatever it is that's arising. And an affirmation or a meditation I've been working with that I'm going to invite in here, and it's not about believing it, but rather what arises with this. So again, if it feels okay, I'm going to invite you to say to yourself, my body is home. My home is in my body. We're not trying to convince ourselves this is true. Just the curiosity of what do do those words feel like? How does that land? And it can bring up grief or frustration. It can be pleasant. It can feel true, not true. It could feel neutral. Nothing happens. Just being aware. My body is home. My home is in my body. If a lot did arise, you might choose to color it or journal about it or just letting it go. When you're ready, I invite you to slowly open your eyes, take a look around your room, allow yourself to fully come back to the present moment, maybe seeing colors, shapes, hearing noises. You might bring in some gentle movements, wiggling your fingers and your toes, maybe gently moving your head side to side.